We're sitting here at the Art Gallery of New South Wales with Polly Borland. We've included your work in an exhibition called We Used to Talk About Love, the Smudge Series from 2010. Can you tell us a bit about that work?
It's very surrealist. It's the sort of mad imaginings of my brain. And I see things, I see sort of creations of things whereby what I was really trying to achieve was giving people something to look at that they wouldn't necessarily be easily able to interpret. So things that were recognisable but not immediately recognisable.
Smudge is photographs of people wrapped in stockings or prosthetics with wigs on their heads, penile protuberances, bums on their face. In terms of, you often talk about your work in terms of love, how would you describe smudge in those terms, if at all?
All my work has an element of sort of erotic sexual innuendo and usually sometimes explicit sexual content. But how would I relate this to love? I think I would relate this to love because in a way I see each character as very isolated and alienated. And I think that that feeds into the whole notion of sort of loved, unloved, wanting to be loved. So I think that my work has very much to do with a sort of a kind of pathos and a kind of alienation and...
Yeah, trying to find the body also within the print too, because they're very corporal, but at the same time it's an abstracted...
Yes.
...vision of...
Yeah, so they're quite earthed in a weird kind of way,
yeah, they
because
are.
They're sort of fleshy or
yes.
or kind of sculptural,
yes.
in a sense, and also the way they've been hung,
yeah.
like they're all, you know, unto themselves. They're kind of an entity. They exist sort of on their own, but they also, there is an interrelationship between them. I mean, you know, for me, what is conjured up is, you know, The Hunchback of Notre Dame, the film with Charles Laughton in it, some Art Brut, other Hollywood movies like The Wizard of Oz. You know, there's lots of sort of references in there that are actually very human.
So you obviously had a lot of fun putting the series together, and over a year is a long time to experiment and bring ideas to fruition. And did you and the sitters start to play off each other? Like, did they have anything to do with how you dressed them up?
Well,
was there a repartee, perhaps?
Yeah, I mean, Mark Vessey, the photographer who is probably the majority of the photos, he was the person that I spent the most amount of time with. He definitely would bring ideas to the table as I was dressing him up.
Mm.
He found the whole process strangely liberating,
mm.
which I thought was interesting. And then there was, of course, Nick Cave. He said to me when I came to photograph him, I am a model. You do whatever you want with me. And we spent two full days together. The first day, he wouldn't question anything I did. And then he spent a night thinking about what I'd done that day. And there was no mirrors anywhere, so he never saw what I was doing. And he really didn't want me to go the kind of obvious sort of S&M kind of bondage style costumes, which he had imagined maybe that was kind of where I had been going. And he actually, which I hadn't really been going, I'm not interested in that at all. So it was interesting because he then made me feel, I mean, he made me question what I was doing, which was brilliant, but then he made me feel less free and more sensitive to his needs, whereas the day before it was very much, you can do what you want with me. So definitely each person brought their own kind of thing to it because...
What does the title Smudge mean to you?
Well, smudge is you know, almost like the sort of the rubbing out, or not even the rubbing out, the sort of the messing with, you know, what's in, again, what's in front of you.